Online, we've got Conrad, VK78CK, who is in the Hobart area. I believe you're around Mount Nelson. Is that right, Conrad?
That's correct. Mount Nelson in the Hobart down here.
And that's where the BPL trial is about to begin, or has it begun?
Well, it's supposed to begin on the 29th, I believe, but in my area, it has already begun, and I've already put things up the poles and already turned the system on.
Now, once that's been turned on, compared to noise levels in the past, what's happening now?
Well, noise levels before were sort of average noise levels. You know, you might get a bit of background noise, maybe from power lines or, you know, the horizontal parts from your TV set, just a little bit. But it went from being quite clear now to being probably on 80 metres, 40 dB plus.
Goodness gracious. So does that wipe you out of operating HF, or what happens now?
Yeah, I'm actually at home at the moment because I've taken some leave off work, luckily, because I've taken holidays this time of year.
You're putting alfoil up all around the house, are you?
No. Well, I'd actually like to or do something. This is what, if you've got a second there, this is what the data sounds like in 80 metres.
All right.
I'm sitting in front of my radio now. I'm actually in the radio room. If you can hear this.
As you say, that just wipes us off the band, literally.
That's right. And it's going to do a lot of damage to everyone else. And Phil said I'm probably the first one, really, that it's really experienced anything like that. So, since I got the HF privileges early last year, on 80 metres, it pretty much wipes out the whole communications for me on 80. On 15 metres, it's still about 9 dB, 9 plus. And on the other HF bands, it's roughly the same. Probably 80 metres is the one that's affected the worst.
And is this 24/7, or is it only when people are actually using the broadband system?
Yes, to answer that question, it is definitely 24/7.
As far as putting in complaints, have you done anything like that as far as WIA or ACA or ACMA, etc.?
Yes, I have. I took my initiative to take it to Canberra, to the ACMA, and also my local ACMA department down here, as well as writing a formal letter of complaint to the service provider down here in Hobart.
And is it still early days, or have you had any reply back?
No replies as yet. It's still very, very early days, but I would appreciate if I would hear something very soon.
As we all would. Now, Conrad, VK78CK, I see, but looking that up on the ACMA website, we see you hold several other licences.
That's correct. I also hold a couple of LPON licences to do with narrowcast FM radio.
Now, if an FM narrowcast licence, and I know being involved in this, just wonder what your experiences are if people tend to think that we are interfering.
That's right. With LPONs, the rule there is very strict guidelines on the one frequency, any interference, and you get closed down pretty much there and then, unless you can actually rectify the problem.
A little quicker than maybe with BPL.
Well, really, like if you look at it too, as I was speaking to Phil about... about BPL coming. It's basically, well, what it's really done, it takes away that definitely all your HF privileges, really. Takes you back to the early stages of being a H-call on VHF and UHF only, really.
Case of move up into the country, but then BPL's more than likely to be out there as well.
That's right, yes.
I think we'll have to bring back spark transmitters. Give them a taste.
I was thinking about...